We are checking in with the Alaska State Parks to find out about an event and some other things coming up. Joining us this morning, we have Mary Kowalczyk and Chris Skanga. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
So what's up? What are you here to tell us about? I guess orienteering.
Orienteering, yeah. The skunk cabbages are out, so spring is here, and it's a great time to make sure you can find your way out in the forest. And on Saturday, March 26th, we're having an orienteering workshop, and it's basically a basic skills map and compass. It starts at 11 a.m. and probably go for just a couple hours. And Chris is a state parks volunteer who's been out at the park since December. He's an awesome volunteer, and he has some experience with orienteering, and I'm going to hand it over to Chris to tell you a little bit about orienteering and what he's got figured out for the weekend.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Mary. Just for those who may not know what orienteering is, it's an activity. It can be just a fun activity, sort of a walk in the park, so to speak, or it can be a competitive sport, and it actually is competitive internationally. It's the history of orienteering. It started in Sweden as a military training exercise, and it's very popular even to this day in Sweden, Finland, Russia, Hungary. It came to the United States around 1940, but really took off in the 60s, and it's still very, very popular today. What is it? It's actually finding places in the world, in the landscape, that are set up as a course, and you use a map and a compass in order to locate those places. I think of it oftentimes, especially since Easter is coming up, as kind of an Easter egg hunt. Oh. So it's a fun activity. And the course that we have set up at Settlers Cove is a basic course, as Mary said. It's a white course. Orienteering courses are denoted by colors. And so this is a white course, which is the basic skills course. And I think it would be a great experience for anyone who really has no experience at all with maps and compasses. We'll be giving a class on how to read a map and how to use a compass and how to use them together. And it could also be great for someone who has some experience but would like to refresh their experience with map reading and using a compass.
And I imagine you need to bring your own compass. Will you have some compasses available?
We would love it if people could bring their own compasses. We will have some, but we won't have enough for all of the participants. So, yes, please. And also, please dress for the weather and know that the course, while very safe, it will take you off the trail and into the bush a little ways. So be ready for some tramping, I would call it, into the bush in a safe location.
About how long does it take to complete the course?
I would say that it will take an hour. And again, with orienteering, it's really up to the participant. How fast do you want to do it? But I'm anticipating about an hour.
And also how confident, I guess, you are to go racing off to the next spot or whatever it may be.
Exactly. And we're really not treating this in any way as a competition or as a race. So we're really, really hoping that people will take their time and just immerse themselves in the navigational skills that they can use really in all walks of life, especially here in Southeast Alaska. I mean, I think of people going berry picking or mushroom gathering or hunting. And in my view and experience, everyone who does activities like that, who wants to get off the trail, should be able to use a map and should be able to use a compass. GPSs are wonderful devices, but I believe you should always have a backup, and a compass and a map, I think, are indispensable.
And a lot of times, sometimes you're in a location where GPS can't be read or you're limited or something.
Correct.
Or your battery dies.
Or your battery dies.
Right.
Or whatever.
Things can happen, yes.
But your compass needle will still go, perhaps. So also, that's a question, is there are many different types of compasses. Mm-hmm. Do you need a particular type? And I know some people have them in their cell phone. Can they use that, or do they need a physical?
For orienteering, the compass that's typically used and is the best is called a protractor compass. And what that means is that the angles, the 360-degree angles that we divide a circle into, and we also use for bearings, are on the compass, along with a base plate that can be placed on the map so that the map can be oriented using the compass. So a protractor compass is the best, but and I would suggest that a cell phone compass is probably not ideal. Okay. I mean, in a pinch, we can work with it, but a physical compass would probably be best.
Very good. And is this for all ages? Is there an age limit? Or
no, I think. Really any age. I mean, I would obviously, very young children need to be accompanied by an adult, but any age, certainly, yes.
It would also be a fun family activity if mom, pop, kids want to go out and work as a team. That would be a real fun thing to do.
Teams are great. I mean, I would, you know, if people want to do the course on their own, that's certainly fine. But in a lot of ways, it's a lot more fun with pairs or triplets.
Okay, and
together.
Do people need to pre-register or can they just show up?
Well, we're hoping to get quite a few people. Obviously, the two of us can only handle so many. So probably 25 people or 25 teams. So we're recommending that people give me a call. We'll start a list. And that number is 247-8574. It's Park Office at Totem Bite. And you're welcome to show up also, but we'd prefer you register or, you know, get on a list.
Okay, and again, this is happening at Settlers Cove State Park. That's this Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. Anything else you wanted to mention about this event?
You need to set the picnic shelter, see if you can find the picnic shelter in the campground.
So start with your compass, orienting yourself to the picnic shelter. Okay.
Oh, just one other thing. There are orienteering clubs in Alaska. The only one that I can find is in Anchorage. And they actually are having an event this coming Sunday.
Oh, fun.
And it's called a CLEAT, C-L-E-A-T-O, okay? And I think originally it was to be a ski-o, but they don't have enough snow. They have lots of ice, so they've decided to call it a CLEAT-O, which I think is really cute, yeah.
Okay, and we just have a minute or so left. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, yeah. Alaska State Parks in the Ketchikan area is looking for park host volunteers for the summer, both at Settlers Cove and Totem Bite. So if anybody knows that of a friend that would like to come and volunteer, have them give me a call at Totem Bite office.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for being here and have fun on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
And again, Mary Kowalczyk and Chris Skanga. If you have questions, you can give a call to the park office, 247-8574.